This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a meeting with leading economists and subject matter experts at Niti Aayog today as part of the government's ongoing consultations ahead of key economic decisions. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will also take part in the interaction, which is expected to focus on a wide range of economic issues. The meeting is likely to serve as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khalida Zia passed away at a hospital in Dhaka this morning. She was 80. This was disclosed by BNP in a social media post. BNP's media cell said Khalida Zia died while receiving medical care at a private hospital. Khalida Zia, a two-time prime minister, was one of the most prominent figures in Bangladesh's politics for decades and served as BNP chairperson for many years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of former Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Begum Khalida Zia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "As the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, her important contributions towards the development of Bangladesh as well as India-Bangladesh relations will always be remembered." Dense fog in the northern parts of the country impacted train and flight operations today. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, over 20 Delhi-bound trains are running more than 3 hours late. Similarly, air travel has also been affected due to bad weather. Delhi Airport says 118 flights have been cancelled today due to foggy weather and poor visibility. Defence Research and Development Organisation, or DRDO, has successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka long-range guided rocket at the Integrated Test Range in Chandipur. The rocket was tested for its maximum range of 120 kilometers, demonstrating all in-flight maneuvers as planned. The Defense Ministry said that the long-range guided rocket impacted the target with textbook precision. In a historic first, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres released his 2026 New Year message in Hindi, marking a major milestone in India's efforts to expand the language's reach at the United Nations. Alongside a Hindi text version and a video featuring Hindi subtitles, Guterres delivered a stern warning about a world surrounded by chaos and uncertainty. He urged global leaders to shift their focus from military spending to development aid, arguing that true safety comes from fighting poverty rather than funding wars. By issuing the message in Hindi for the first time, the UN highlighted its commitment to human unity while calling on the international community to prioritize peace and global development in the coming year. India is projected to become a $26 trillion economy by 2047-48, with per capita income exceeding $15,000, nearly six times the current level, according to a report by Ernst & Young. The report said several key growth enablers uniquely position India to strengthen its standing in the global economy over the next decade and beyond. India is expected to overtake Germany and Japan to become the world's third largest economy after China and the United States by 2030. The report noted that India's growth projections remain the highest among major global economies over the coming decades. U.S. President Donald Trump met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Florida residence to discuss next phase of ceasefire plan for Gaza. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Trump praised Mr. Netanyahu by calling him a wartime prime minister and extended his full support to Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu called his meeting with the U.S. President very productive. In business news, Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened with a marginal gain in the early morning session. Sensex was trading 80 points higher to 84,765. Nifty, with 25 points gain, was trading at 25,966 when reports last came in. And in women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.